Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls and getting a response to the State of the Union by the globalist who's openly sworn to bring in world government and end our sovereignty. You heard him call for the carbon taxes and say, we got the cleanest air, the cleanest water. Really, the government adds poison to the water via fluoride. If you don't get behind their agenda and sit down and shut up, why, you're going to cause another shooting. I mean, it was just incredible, the message that everybody's got to sit together and no one can argue. We need to shut up. That's not what a free society looks like. We're going to take your phone calls. And then coming up, the biggest development ever in Obama's birth certificate. It's now a near certainty that he was born in Kenya. And it's blown up in the governor's face politically, Abercrombie, that he said that he was going to get the birth certificate. As you know, a week ago, he said, well, I had trouble finding it, and it'll be a campaign issue. Now he's told a longtime friend and a very well-known reporter that indeed they can't find it. They can find nothing. This is a huge development. It's up at prisonplanet.com in an article by Paul Joseph Watson today with the audio of the reporter talking about his longtime, decades and decades long friend, the governor, telling him this just in the last week. Don, Matt, Rusty, John, Jim, Matt, Martina, Rick, Mega News Reader, Mike, Leo, Ridge Runner. We're going to at least get to your calls before I cover that. Then we have another guest joining us getting into the State of the Union. Don in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. You know, I haven't heard you on the radio for 4 years. I moved out to L.A. here, and I can't get you. Not even online. I'm having trouble with that. And I don't know if you've covered this. I wanted to alert you to a serious situation, I think. I know it's a little bit off subject, but you know, the same group that bought the World Trade Center complex 2 months before 9/11
has bought the Sears Tower, Larry Silverstein, and now they're trying to put their man Rahm Emanuel in Chicago.
Oh, okay, see, you're fully aware of it. Good. I'm glad you connected the dots to that.
Yeah, we covered it when he bought it 3 years ago.
Yeah, they announced they're going to paint it silver too, which is of course how nano explosives technology is applied. So they could easily stage another attack there and then blame on the Iranians or whoever they want to.
You know, my mom, we took the kids, on a trip this weekend, and she talked about in her gut, she thinks they're going to probably blow up the no longer the Sears Tower. Just when you put all the pieces together, I think you're on to something. Speaking of Rahm Emanuel, I'm glad you brought that up. Hold on, let me find it. Hold on just a second. Rahm Emanuel is famous for sending dead fish to people. That's a Sicilian message, even though he's not Sicilian, of you will sleep with the fishes. He's famous, of course, in front of the press, stabbing the table with a knife when he reads the names of political enemies and saying, dead, dead, dead. Our office sent to our address was sent by the Rahm Emanuel for mayor campaign. You know, we've been very critical of his mafia connections as of late, been focusing on that. My office was sent a letter from Rahm Emanuel thanking us for his support, for our support, and giving us a Rahm for mayor bumper sticker from Chicago. And I wonder if this is a joke by somebody in his office or if it's something more. Is this a little Chicagoland message? What do you think, Don?
I had no idea. He's a very strange character. His father was an Ergon terrorist, though, and he's a very mean person. You know, everybody knows that.
Yeah, we've been covering that Ergon situation for 3 years, and just had Wayne Madsen on about it just a few days ago on Friday, covering it. But absolutely, here's the Rahm Emanuel letter to me, thanking me for my support. Never supported him. Maybe somebody made a contribution or something as a joke in my name. I don't know why I got this. I hope it's not a veiled threat, but he's the type of guy that does it. Rahm for mayor, and I've got this right here. I really appreciate your call. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Wonder what that means. Here's another headline out of Wired. Even DHS is freaked out by spy drones over America and spy blimps. In fact, there was another article just yesterday. It was in my stack. After I got off air about they have bought the drone. Now we have the photo. We covered it a few weeks ago in Salt Lake. Police have launched their new blimp.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
20 years ago, before I was even on air, I was watching Alexander Haig with some bizarre cable show he had that aired in Austin, admitting that he was behind a company to put giant spy blimps above 100,000 feet in the air with face-scanning cameras, license plate readers, you name it. That was when I first learned about that. Then about 10 years ago, right before 9/11, FEMA started announcing they were testing giant blimps over cities. You've got to use a telescope to see them. When folks started seeing these in the last 6-7 years, the news would not say, oh, it's a Homeland Security blimp. They would say, is that an alien spacecraft? I've got ABC News aiming cameras at it in Dallas and in Salt Lake City, Utah, with propellers on them and saying, is it a flying saucer? Not saying, look, it's a blimp. See, because your government wouldn't spy on you. It has to be aliens. And then I've been made fun of everywhere for saying there's government blimps, even though they're all admitted. But here's an article dealing with it. Even DHS is freaked out by spy drones over America. Police departments around the country are warming up to unmanned spy planes, but don't expect the police department or the Homeland Security Department to catch drone fever anytime soon. Again, police departments around the country are warming up to unmanned spy planes, but don't expect the Department of Homeland Security to catch drone fever anytime soon. It's too controversial for an agency already getting hammered for naked scanners and junk touching. Sure, DHS flies some predators along the U.S.-Mexican border, but a broader deployment above the majority of American skies to stop terror attacks, not likely. See, either this writer, Spencer Ackerman, is ignorant or they're lying to you because you can just search Homeland Security launches surveillance blimps and drones, and you can see one in an MSNBC article from 2004 above D.C. being launched. And they're unmanned. They've got their power source, solar panels all over the top skin. So during the day, they get the power. There's cameras, face scanners, infrared scanners. It's a lot cheaper than launching satellites into orbit. And then it can fly around looking through the clouds and surveilling you. But here's one dealing with Utah. And Utah pops up over and over again. It's one of the main testing grounds of these from our research. It says Ogden, Utah buys its police a blimp. And it is a gigantic sucker, very large. It's got the cameras on it and all the other goodies. And it is, of course, solar powered, and it just flies around watching you. So there you go. And Homeland Security says, oh, they're not involved in this. Baloney. They're paying for it all with grants. And it has nothing to do with terrorists or open borders. It's about surveilling you on the ground. And it's about the Defense Department getting all these contracts, militarizing the country. Let's talk to Matt in Minnesota. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Quick question for you and then a comment about a TV show I wanted to bring to your attention. I was watching CNN when Neil Abercrombie came on first about a month ago and said he's going to look for the document. I kind of joked to my little brother. I said, I bet they don't find it. And I was pretty surprised that they didn't even find documentation that it existed or any documentation there.
No, this is a huge deal. And for those that don't know, that just joined us, that's the new governor, former congressman, the governor of Hawaii, best buddies with a major reporter who has now come out and confirmed that Abercrombie told him there's no records, period. That reporter, of course, is Mike Evans, a syndicated broadcaster. He does the Hollywood Reporter news bite, and he reported to KQRS-FM that everything that we saw in the Honolulu Advertiser was true, and I'm going to play this coming up, and that indeed they can find nothing of his birth in Hawaii.
Yeah, the KQRS, that's a local Minnesota FM channel here, too. I think I caught this on you guys' webs on InfoWars or Prison Planet about a year ago. It's my understanding that Arizona, the state of Arizona, passed legislation about a year ago that specifically states a presidential candidate must provide proof of citizenship in order to be an
R-state. They introduced it last year. It didn't pass. It passed one house. It's now been reintroduced again.
Okay, great. I think other states should definitely, use that idea. And a quick comment. This Sunday night, speaking of the Viper squads and the police state, this Sunday night on the National Geographic Channel, there's a new show airing called Counter Terror NYC. And it looks like a total glorification of the NYC police state. You know, guys with SMGs and rifles and
checkpoints
on the
roads, checkpoints in the subway, and then that's used as a beta rollout. They now admit with Daryl Gates in the 60s and 70s that the CIA and Pentagon funded shows like SWAT so that all cops had to get into it, and this is all a predictive programming rollout of a total occupation of the U.S., and our new expanded prison economy is basically all of us being prisoners and government taking blood at checkpoints without warrants, sticking their hands down your pants, and if you complain, they'll have The View just sit up there and laugh at you.
Yeah, that's a good point. But so that's National Geographic. Check out the website. I mean, when you go to the website and just look at it, it's just glorification of police state. It's kind of sad. But yeah, you're right. It's brainwashing and the totalitarian tiptoe.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Matt. I remember about 12 years ago seeing an episode of Inside the LAPD, and it was on Discovery Channel, if I remember correctly. I actually got the tape, played it on air at the time, caused quite a sensation when we pointed it out. But when it aired in plain view, nobody got upset. It took somebody who knows what's going on to get it and then play it and point it out, and people got very upset. And the neighbors hadn't seen their neighbor in 5 days. They go knock on the door. They call the police. When the police see an NRA sticker on the guy's Bronco, they freak out. They call the SWAT team, and they say, look at this scum. They actually say, look at this scum. He's NRA. And he had a veteran sticker, too. And I was like, wow, that's weird. Look at this scum. And they go in and make fun of his dead body. They make fun of the stink. He just died of a heart attack. They never said he just died, natural causes. And then the cops start stealing all his guns, and they go, look at this arsenal. It looked like about 15 guns, you know, legal guns. And they go, I'm going to keep this one. I want that one. And then they went outside and said, yeah, doesn't get any worse than this, NRA. Folks, if you think I'm joking, that really happened. It's like if I tell you I have newscasts saying mercury's good for your children. Of course, they're talking about injectable mercury into the blood is actually not good for your children and causes brain damage. Actually, as a microscopic amount trace element, it is in plants, it is in fish, you do need a little bit of it. But when they spin things and say, oh, the shot's got, you know, as much mercury as a tuna fish sandwich, that's different. I've had medical doctors in studio talk about this and agree with me. That's bound in to the other elements that are in the food, and almost all of it passes through you. And tiny amounts are needed. Like the Japanese eat tons of mercury fish, and they live the longest in the world on average. Again, there's always a little truth in what they say. It's really sick, but pumping it into a little bitty baby over and over again past the blood-brain barrier, through the stomach is a different thing for very small, minute amounts tied with other trace elements and rare earth minerals that are needed in overall metabolic use of the other mainline minerals, vitamins, and nutrients. Okay, let's go to John in West Virginia. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I watched the State of the Union, and at the end I watched a little bit of the talking heads coming up and telling you what he said. And I remember they said he had a Reagan moment, and I had a Reagan moment just then, because I remember Reagan came out and said that, you know, the government was too big and it was too much regulation and everything, and we got to stop this. And basically what he did was he expanded it all. And then
and by Reagan moment, they're trying to imprint us like baby ducks to this fake narrative that, oh, he's been reborn and the Republicans are sitting with him and we'll fix America if we all just sit down and shut up on this train and all hold hands and sing and you know, as the train goes off the cliff. You know, don't get upset and decelerate. No, just hold hands. And you know what, though? This is amazing, John. You actually called in on the subject I asked for. This is bizarre, John. Go ahead.
Obama said, you know, that this is the land of opportunity and you can use your abilities to get ahead. And in effect, the federal government, his administration and all the administrations in the past have been putting it so that, you know, your only opportunity is to go work for some big corporation and let them get the money from any great innovations you come up with. And, you know, it's like the regulators just keep you from doing anything.
Well, I agree with you, but one of the other issues is Boehner. It isn't that when a man cries, it's bad, because sometimes I'll be talking about children being murdered or the tyranny that's taking place, and I think about my own family and their future, and I'll get emotional and get a little teary-eyed, you know, maybe once every 2 or 3 months. But Boehner starts crying when people talk about him and his struggles. When they're talking about Iraq debt or whatever, he doesn't cry. He cries when they're talking about him. And, I mean, Boehner just comes off. Every time I see him, he's crying. I mean, this guy, I think it's a sign of mental illness. I'm sorry. It's one thing if you cry every once in a while, you know, or get a tear in your eye when you, you know, think about others being hurt. But whenever he talks about himself and how he can't believe all the power he's got, he's on such an incredible power trip, he starts crying with joy. And he's an acolyte. He's a minion, a protege of Newt Gingrich. And so what does that tell you? What else did you think about him opening the speech of it's good to have parties and people arguing with each other, but we did have that shooting? I mean, he was saying right there, oh, see, you're causing the shootings. And then he went on, America's great, and get behind me or you don't believe it is. It was like he was saying he's America. Did you see that?
Oh yeah, and that was the theme throughout his whole speech. It was like it even ended, you know, saying, you know, we got to be, you know, together to follow me, and you know, over the hill we're gonna find milk and honey. But you know, in the meantime, he's got the government, you know, is just growing and growing and growing and taking us all over.
Well said. And remember what he did 3 years ago in the campaign. Hope and change, and everything's going to be fixed, and he's going to kick out Wall Street. People are like, thank you, President. I have to pay my car payment or house payment. Everything's fixed. He's just running the same scam.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com. to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HOMEGAIN150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the HOMEGAIN150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HOMEGAIN150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HOMEGAIN150.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Okay, let's go right back to your phone calls. Hopefully, getting your view on the State of the Union by the globalist traitor up there trying to get rid of our sovereignty. Let's talk. In fact, he talked about that. We got to work with the world. We got to do all of this. What's he say when he's overseas? All nations have a responsibility to the New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to Rusty in Texas. Rusty, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Great. Thanks for having me on. Listen, just about the State of the Union, all I wanted to say was just that, you know, he didn't really do anything but just restate a bunch of things that he stated back when he was trying to become president, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he said almost exactly the same thing, except not the hope and change. He just said things are going to get better if you just don't fight with each other and don't get angry and basically do what we tell you.
Right. Although I am a little bit surprised that he didn't mention anything about trying to take our guns away from us.
Yeah, Gibbs said that he was going to bring that up, so I guess Gibbs is wrong.
Well,
but that shows that they know they can't get away with this anymore because people are waking up.
Yeah, things are definitely starting to, I think, crumble around them, which is why I feel like they're, you know, really starting to push things on us. You know, it's coming out, you know, they want to, well, I won't go into all that. I'm saving a lot of time, but, you know, I just wanted to, you know, say that, really, he didn't say anything other than anything that I've already heard, and, you know, I wasn't really much surprised.
I wasn't either, Rusty. Good to hear from you. The scary thing is how a lot of the Republican leadership is agreeing, yeah, we got to work together. Yeah, we got to lower the rhetoric because they're worried about the more truly libertarian parts of the Tea Party kicking the rhinos out of office, as we've seen started to happen. So you really got the Democrats and Republicans to a great extent circling the wagons against the people. The Republicans are scoring some symbolic points like, oh, they repealed government health care in the House, knowing full well that they didn't have it in the Senate. Why don't they start impeachment hearings for unconstitutional activity? Why don't they go after Obama for having all these Goldman Sachs people who are getting bailout money? Well, then they'd have to go after Bush. So, see, they don't want to do that. They don't want to go after him for real issues. Let's talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air.
Thanks for letting me express my opinion, Alex.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, I kind of was, you took my thunder away there. I was going to say that that's what I got from this speech mostly was a dropping of the facade of the right-left paradigm. And we're seeing, you know, basically them coming out and saying, okay, now we're unified, which is what your listeners have known for a long time, that it's a fraud. The right-left paradigm is just it's a puppet show. Secondly, you know, Alex, I'd like to suggest, I love your show. Listen to it every day. Suggest maybe that you, or if you didn't feel comfortable, maybe you could get Lindsey Williams or somebody else to do a daily prayer, because this is really a spiritual battle, and at its core, we're talking about a satanic cult that these people are, and I think you would agree with that statement, as wacky as it may sound.
Well, even if you're an atheist and don't believe in a physical Satan, I mean, killing a million Iraqis, putting sodium fluoride in the water, naked body scanning, everything that's happening is devilish by every archetypal yardstick. So, I mean, these people act and behave like sadomasochistic psychopaths, and they are. And we know government throughout history gives us Hitlers and Maos and Stalins, and it's happening again by this political ruling class that runs through major political parties globally who are in there in control of the tax money, giving it to their corporate bosses that fund them. But absolutely, I know God's real. I don't, quote, believe in God. I know there's a creator, and I have a personal relationship with that creator, and I love liberty and life, and that's the side I choose is life and the truth. Doesn't mean I'm perfect or on some high horse either. But I think people should privately pray every day, and even if you don't believe in God, try to sit down and just quietly think. And I don't mean meditate in the yogi way, but or like a Buddhist, but I mean, you know, just sit quietly and really get to that still place and think about the things that are happening. They don't want you to recognize tyranny. They want to laugh. I mean, could you believe that? Laughing at Jesse Ventura and saying there's no search that's unreasonable, and lying and saying that they only pat you down if you don't go through the scanners. I mean, and laughing at him. I mean, it was purely demonic.
Well, I agree with you. And I the more I've learned, the less I really watch TV, because it's totally a mind control device, and you see it in everything from the local news broadcasting to the TV actual shows. It's written into the shows, and these little people on the View and all these other programs we're talking about, they're basically cheerleaders. The only thing they're missing is their pom poms with the corporate logos on them.
That's it, brother. Good to hear from you, Jim. We got a guest coming up for one segment, then I'll continue with calls. We'll get into this huge birth certificate development, the biggest yet. It's up at prisonplanet.com right now. We're going to continue breaking down the State of the Union straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm going to play that U clip again, though, when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are going to continue with your phone calls after our guest leaves us here in about 18 minutes from now. And then I'm going to, next hour, get into the incredible cherry on top. We're now 99.9% assured that Obama was not born in the state of Hawaii like he claimed. And we now have this from an interview the governor gave and then an interview he gave to another well-known reporter who's known him for decades that he can't find anything. Not just the certificate, nothing. So that's coming up in the next hour. And what is the constitutional ramifications of this? Or is this some stunt where the governor's claiming all this and they're going to produce it later? It's some type of political score to make all of the anti-Obama stuff going on rest on this birth certificate instead of the gun grabbing, the open borders, the carbon taxes, the government health care, the overspending. Is this some type of scam? I don't know. but they're sure trying to act like he's guilty of lying about where he was born. And we got his wife obviously saying that he goes back to his homeland where he was born in Kenya. We've got his grandmother saying it. I mean, this is a big deal. This is a big, big, big deal. And we're going to be covering that coming up in the next hour after we take some more of your calls. But I wanted to get to this subject before we talk to Lloyd Chapman, the founder of American Small Business League, to get his take on the State of the Union briefly last night, ASBL.com. We played The View attacking Jesse Ventura earlier in the last hour, and there's a statement in there by one of the women. I don't know. What's the blonde's name? I don't watch the show. What's the blonde's name? None of us know. I'm kind of proud that our office, no one knows her name. But she says, well, you don't have to go through the pat down, which includes hands going in the pants sometimes or squeezing genitals, if you go through the scanner. That's not true. They do scanner and pat down, scanner or only pat down. They admit they want to phase it all in. I've witnessed this myself. And Rob Dew and Aaron Dyke shot video of this. So I'm going to play that brief clip from The View and then show you our video of people coming out of the scanners and then having the rape downs done to them. Here it is.
Well, that's different.
Agreed, but you know what? You only get a pat down if you deny the scan. Okay? If you deny the right to scan,
I want to know what happens when you sue Homeland Security.
And then there she goes, Barbara Walters. I do know her name. Then she goes on to imply that it's crazy to be able to sue the government. Oh, I guess they're just unaccountable. They're like God on Mount Olympus. They can do whatever they want. Now, I'm going to show you some video. If you're a radio listener, obviously this will be archived later at PrisonPlanet.tv and then on YouTube you'll be able to watch it. But I'm going to play some video in the background of people coming out of the scanners. And after they go through the scanners, they are then brought over and they are patted down. So they do whole variants of this. Their threat is, if you don't do the scanners, we're going to do the pat down. But there she is now directing people over to be further searched. The guy's waiting. You saw the guy in the shirt be sent through. He's now waiting to be patted down. And now there's the TSA worker beginning the pat down on him. We got a whole bunch of this footage. And then here comes another person through the scanner, now being sent over to secondary screening. And there it is, being patted down. There you go, okay? And they plan to phase it in everywhere, and the TSA has said they plan to make it mandatory for everyone. Chicago Tribune 6 months ago, and we have the El Paso Times, after we were told by listeners, a pilot, that everyone in El Paso is being forced through them last year, everyone, through the scanners. Then we searched it and found the El Paso Times reporting on it. So there you go, View, and I could go through every second of that minute and a half clip. Everything they say is a fraud, including two of the women sitting there falling over each other in the script to say, there is no such thing as an unreasonable search. And this isn't an unreasonable search. There's no such thing as one. You can go watch the video in the archive, what we played earlier. I don't even know these women's name except for the Barbara Walters. Okay, shifting gears now back into the State of the Union. Here's their statement on it. Obama State of the Union addresses historic. Obama State of the Union addresses highlights rhetoric without action. And joining us to cover it is Mr. Lloyd Chapman, founder of American Small Business League, with hundreds of thousands of members out there defending American small business. Sir, give us your take on the State of the Union.
Oh, it was Obama sitting there reading a speech that was written for him, reading off a teleprompter, as you could tell. That's when you see him looking left and right. He's reading off the teleprompter. He practiced it earlier that day, and he's just like an actor reading his lines in a movie. And it's what I call Washington political theater, you know, them standing up and applauding the whole thing. It's choreographed, and it's just, those aren't his words. Those are words that someone wrote for him, and those aren't his thoughts or his feelings. That's just what the speech writing people thought, you know, would improve his ratings. And quite frankly, I don't believe a thing that Obama says, to tell you the truth. He's just lied so many times. And quite frankly, remember, I endorsed him. I endorsed him. I campaigned for him. He put my endorsement on the front page of his website. So he's broken, as far as I know, every single campaign promise that he made. So really nothing that he says really has much credibility with me. And he also, I have to say, you know, just lied talking about the economy's doing better. Here's some statistics that we dug up here.
In fact, here's a quote. We broke the back of the recession. Really,
yeah.
Every real indicator is it's getting deeper. But he
Absolutely.
Says it's over in June of 2009.
I'll tell you something. Think about that. Think about the President of the United States, who's supposed to be the leader of our nation, going on national television and telling American people, we broke the back of the recession. The truth is that the Labor Department says U6 unemployment is 16.7%. That doesn't include 20% of the population that's self-employed. Unemployment is over 20%. Home prices are projected to drop another 7.1%. They're down 34% overall. A noted economist, David Levy, is saying that we're almost, or it's highly likely, another recession is going to happen in 2011. Goldman Sachs leaked something leaked out of Goldman Sachs that they see unemployment going up in 2011. And, you know, the economy's doing terrible. And, of course, the thing that really just drives me up a wall is corporate profits are up. So corporate profits are up. Home prices are plunging. Unemployment's going up. That just kind of shows you where the focus is in Washington. And again, when I talk to people about politics and they sit there and they tell me how unhappy they are, I always say the same thing. It's much worse than you think it is.
Well, that's what Obama's job and the Republican leadership's jobs are, is to just soft soap people, con them, string them along. The mega banks are making the biggest profits in their history.
That's
as the economy implodes, they're able to consolidate the industry, the media, smaller businesses and corporations. They're laying more regulations, more state and local taxes in, which the mega corporations are on record lobbying for. The Food Safety Act, written by Big Agri, to shut down their competition when they're the ones that are responsible for almost all of the agriculture disasters. I mean, the business is going very, very well, and Obama's doing a fabulous job, according to the globalist. I mean, that's like what George Soros said last year. He said, I'm having a great crisis. I love this. I mean, they love the food riots and the people going hungry and the homeless numbers and the record foreclosures on houses, because they are feeding on things through this predatory system. And let's go over some of the broken campaign promises, because that's really what this was just another campaign speech pushing more hope and change under other names. They just went to the thesaurus and changed, from hope and change to other variants of that. And the message was, come together and do what we tell you, and things are going to get better. America's great, and if you don't agree with our policies, you don't think America's great. I mean, this was literally like a pep rally for two-year-olds.
Absolutely. The truth is that, the big corporations that backed Obama's campaign are making record profits while the American people are on their knees, you know, trying to, pay their rent and their mortgages and feed their families. You can't believe anything that Obama says. Obama said for 2 years, virtually every single day during the campaign, if he was elected president, he would enact a windfall profit tax on the oil and gas industry to try to, keep the price of, gas regulated. And he never did that. But he said that he would end the diversion of federal small business contracts to Fortune 500 firms. He didn't do that. Anything that had to do with the middle class and American people.
In fact, he's trying to have that secret blacklist that you talked about a few months ago with us, where they don't even have to let companies know if their bid was even looked at.
Absolutely. In fact, he also said he'd have the most transparent administration in history. Since the last time I talked to you, I filed a case with the Supreme Court. And here's what I want. I want the phone records of a guy named Mike Stammer at the Small Business Administration. I just want to see his phone records. I've got the phone records of other similar people. But I've got to go to the Supreme Court now and spend tons of money, because I think this guy is hiding information that shows rampant fraud and abuse in federal small business contracting programs. I like to tell people, when you watch Obama talking, realize that every day that he's been president, $2 billion in federal contracts that by law should be going to small businesses, the middle class, have been diverted to Fortune 500 firms and some of the biggest companies in the world in Europe and Asia. So I think it's something like, I think it's about $1 million to $2 million a minute in federal small business funds. Now, these are funds that by law are supposed to go to small businesses, are being diverted to some of the biggest companies in the world.
And now they want to make it a secret that small businesses are to be blackballed and not even looked at when by law it's supposed to be going to the small businesses. But, I mean, here's something we know is going on that's 100% proven. We know he's given out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of waivers to his political contributors. I mean, you know, one of the biggest, of course, being McDonald's, that they don't have to get insurance, but the small businesses do. That's an unfair trade advantage. That is big city Chicago mafia where their buddies get to operate, but your business basically gets shut down. Right there, we know they're engaged in classical political favors.
Absolutely. You know, the thing that's so sad to me is, I used to be very patriotic and was very proud of America, and after suing the government for 20 years, I've come to understand that our government is just completely, totally corrupt from one end to the other. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Those people are elected to Congress on contributions from large corporations. Large corporations own that town. Here's a fascinating thing. Watch the Sunday news programs and watch who's running all the ads. It's Lockheed, Boeing, Northrop, big corporations. Why is Lockheed and Boeing running ads on television? What do they have that people can buy? So these guys.
Well, we know they're actually federalizing our police, putting security blimps up, drones, robots to fight the non-existent bombs that are supposedly going to be blowing up everywhere. The military-industrial complex is eating what's left of America.
You got it. You've got the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about over 50 years ago. Alex, here's a couple of my ideas to save the economy. I think we should shut down those wars in Iraq and Afghanistan because we can't afford it. You know, we can keep those people out of our country. We can protect ourselves, you know, in other ways. We can't afford it. Did you know that ExxonMobil and GE paid no federal income tax last year? Zero, not a dime.
Google pays 2.4.
Yeah. So we need to get these corporations paying their fair share of taxes. And to me, you know, if you want to create jobs, it's real simple. Ask a six-year-old kid this question 2 years ago. The truth is, from the U.S. Census Bureau, small businesses create over 95% of all net new jobs.
And the government by law is supposed to give contracts to them,
right,
so at least some of our tax money comes back, but not anymore.
Nope. So when you look at where the economic stimulus funds have gone, small businesses have gotten a handful of pennies, while Goldman Sachs and AIG and those guys have gotten hundreds of billions. But think of the logic of this. It's real simple. Small businesses create 95% of all net new jobs. You can't have the economy recover without getting unemployment down. And Obama has given small businesses virtually none of the stimulus funds. And every day that he's been in president, that he was in office, he's given the federal funds that are supposed to go to small businesses to large corporations. And it's not me. There's been, I think, 20 investigations. The SBA Inspector General in Report 515 said that the diversion of these federal funds to large corporations was one of the largest challenges facing our country today. But it's just so irritating to see him get up on television and just lie to the American people and tell them that things are getting better, things are getting worse. So here's what people can plan on. Housing prices are going to go down. Unemployment's going to go up. Cities are going to start to go bankrupt. And things are not getting better. And my guess is as the middle class suffers more and more and more, I'll bet you that Goldman Sachs and these large financial institutions on Wall Street will make more and more profits.
Well, they are. They've designed the whole thing. Lloyd Chapman, American Small Business League founder and head. And small businesses need to band together, join your organization, get involved, speak out against this basic fraud that's going on, and Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, they've all made record profits. They've engineered this. They've done this to third world countries over and over again, and it was Obama's job to sell fake hope and change. The Republicans are involved in this scam as well, and that's why they're so desperate now. They're saying, yeah, let's work together. Americans, don't be angry. Sit down and shut up. It shows how weak they are and how scared they are of the American people. Folks were upset by Bush. They voted for Obama. Now they know Obama's bad. A Republican goes in and doesn't immediately deliver. The real awakening is going to happen there. Everything we've seen so far is just a prelude. That's why they're trying to come in with an authoritarian police state to backstop this, because they know we're waking up. I mean, we are entering incredible times. In closing, Lloyd, do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. We're in big, big trouble. Things are going to get very, very bad, and people need to do something. So people out there listening, do something. Call your congressman. Do something. You know, go by their office, complain, call the White House, but do something. Think about what you can do and do something. Don't just sit around and yell at the television. Do something.
Yeah, at least talk to neighbors and get the buzz expanding so people know they're not alone. That's why we have this V for Victory campaign. You know, just so people understand there's a solidarity across political spectrum, not left or right, against what's going on. Lloyd Chapman, great talking to you. Look forward to speaking to you in the near future. But to sum it up, just another fraudulent campaign speech last night?
Absolutely. More lies from a liar.
All right, and that's from a former Obama supporter. All right, Lloyd, thank you so much. We'll be right back with your phone calls. And then later in the next hour, I am getting into the birth certificate, the biggest development ever. Stay with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
live, and I'm going to be taking some of your phone calls here, getting your response to the State of the Union by the globalist in chief, Barry Sitaro. I also just want to remind listeners, this is the last few days. We do this every December and January to get 5.3, is what it comes out to, months free, at PrisonPlanet.tv. You get a yearly membership, you pay for 6.7, you get 5.3. Or you get a trial of $5.95 monthly, it's 15 cents a day roughly, and you get all the films, the special interviews, the live video stream of the show, the archives, the higher quality podcasts, online books, my book, Watson's book, they're out of print. It's been up 7 years. There are just thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of media and all these new big high-def exclusive interviews we're posting that we get all over the country, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the members. Your membership makes so much of what we do here possible. So I want to salute and thank all of you. Also, some of the other sponsors that make the broadcast possible, End of America, the number 3.com, Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video. You can see at End of America, the number 3.com for free. Telling their biggest and most important prediction yet, they claim. Check it out at endofamerica3.com today. Also, Diamond Gusset Jeans is running a special where when you order some of their great Made in America jeans or other products, you can get free T-shirts and a great country music CD, Looking for America. Diamond Gusset, again, running some really wonderful specials right now. To find those specials, gusset.com/America, GUSSET.com/America today. Okay, let's start going to some of your phone calls here. Let's talk to Matt in Florida. Thanks for holding, Matt. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, nice to talk to you today. I wanted to make three real quick points. Number one, I'd like to thank Jesse Ventura because he's doing something that a lot of people in his celebrity statue should be doing. Like when you heard like Kim Kardashian complaining about the TSA, but yet she's not filing a suit. So he's actually got the courage to stand up to these people.
Well, let me just interrupt because you made me think of something important. You've got all these people on TV and radio demonizing him, saying he wants attention. And this isn't sexual assault, even though the police on record say it is. And we've had district attorneys on. I know Ventura well. He wants to retire. He wants to play golf and surf. You know, he's a big guy. He's had a rough life. He just wants to spend time with his wife and children when they visit. And he doesn't. He's told me he didn't want to do the conspiracy show, but he wanted to get the word out about what's happening. He told me that 3 years ago he was just going to retire, but that so much has happened he's being sucked back into it. He doesn't want to do this. We've had long discussions. He's doing it because he really does care. I don't agree with every political view Ventura has, but he's a real guy, and that is so rare nowadays, and he's a warrior, and I admire Jesse Ventura. Go ahead.
I just want to make two real quick points. I want to give you a piece of, intel I found on YouTube. Please have one of your researchers or yourself YouTube search the bankruptcy scam of 1933. This is a great video that breaks down how the federal government went into bankruptcy officially in 1933. It's a great piece of intel. They break it all down. It's an 11-part series.
Yeah, that's the Emergency Powers Act, and they confiscated the gold, and it all happened, and they set up the state police that are really federal, and that's when the takeover really happened to a great extent. 1913, the banks take over the banking system, the financial system from Congress, and then by 1933, they bring us into emergency receivership to the Bank of England through the Federal Reserve. Absolutely right. Appreciate your call. Great points, Matt. Martina, Rick, Mega Newsreader, Mike, Leo, Ridge Runner. We'll get to all of you. Then, I'm getting into Obama and the biggest development yet with his birth certificate. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN.